Will you please turn to Exodus, chapter 25, to show a compact to ICT, or to God. Exodus, chapter 25, verses 8 and 9. 创世纪二十五章第八、第九两节。 And they shall make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them.
就当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间。
According to all that I shall show thee, the pattern of the tabernacle, and the pattern of all the utensils thereof, even as shall be made.
知道帐幕和其中的一切器具，都要照我所指示你的样式。
First Chronicles, chapter 28.
历代志上28章。
First Chronicles, chapter 28.
历代志上28章。
Verse 11.
11节。
And David gave to Solomon his son the pattern of the wall, and of his palaces, and of his treasuries, and of his upper chambers, and of his inner chambers, and of the house of the mercy seat.
大卫将殿的牛房、房屋、府库、楼房、内殿。 和施恩所的样式，只是他儿子所罗门。
Verse 12.
第12节。
And the pattern of all that he had by the spirit of the courts of the house of Jehovah, and of all the chambers round about, for the treasuries of the house of God, and for the treasuries of the dedicated things.
又将被人感动所得的样式，就是耶和华神殿的院子、周围的房子、殿的府库和圣物府库的一切样式，都指示他。Verse
19,
第19节。
All this, said David, in writing by Jehovah's hand above me, instructing as for all the works of the battle.
他们说这一切工作的样式，都是耶和华用手画出来，使我明白的。The
Gospel according to John.
约翰福音。
John chapter 1, verse 14.
约翰福音第1章第14节。
And the Word became flesh, and dwelt among us. And we have contemplated his glory, a glory as of an only begotten with a Father, full of grace and truth.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是复活生子的荣光。
The letter to the Colossians.
哥罗西书。
Colossians chapter 2.
多西书第二章。
From verse 6 through verse 8.
6到8节。
As therefore ye have received the Christ, Jesus the Lord, walk in him, rooted and built in him, and assured in the faith, even as he had been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. See, that there be no one who shall lead to error and pray through philosophy and vain deceit, according to the teaching of men, according to the elements of the world, and not according to Christ.
你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当跟他而行，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更生长。你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的秘诀和虚空的谎言，不照着基督乃照人间的遗传和世上的小学，就把你们掳去。
今天下午这组的老师，
我们再有一点的祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank Thee for gathering us together again this morning.
亲爱的主，我们再一次感谢你把我们遇到你的跟前。
We believe that Thou hast something to say to us.
我们实在相信你有话要对我们说。
But we acknowledge that in ourselves there is no ability.
我们承认在我们里面没有能力。
When we touch spiritual things, we are lost.
当我们摸到属灵的事情，我们就失落。
So we are totally at your mercy.
我们完全要依靠你的怜悯。
Lord, we look to thee to grant to us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
我们仰望你赐给我们那智慧和启示的灵。
We look to thee to open the eyes of our hearts.
我们仰望你，把我们心中的眼睛打开。
We pray that Thou will create within us a thirst and a hunger for Thyself.
我们求你在我们的里面制造一个向着你饥渴慕义的心。
Take away from us anything that may be as there upon our heart.
除去我们心中一切的杂质。
Pray that Thy light.The word of thy life will shine into our hearts.
求你话语的光照亮我们的心中。
Give us vision.
给我们意象。
Draw us unto thyself.
吸引我们来到你的。
Pray that by thy grace we may touch reality in this morning.
我们祷告，借着你的恩典，我们能够进入实际。
Deliver us from anything that is superficial.
救我们脱离一切负面的东西。
Lord, we want thee and thee alone.
我们主啊，我们只要你，只要单单的要你。
Fill our heart with thyself.
好使你自己充满我们。
Draw us closer to thee.
把我们吸引来更亲近你。
Prepare us for thy return.
预备好我们迎接你的再来。
Give us.In the name of our dear Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Yesterday morning we mentioned that it is God's desire to have us.
昨天我们讲到是神的心愿，他要得的一个家。
He who created the heavens and the earth.
他创造了天跟地。
Does not satisfy his heart.
但这并不能够满足他的心。
He is looking for a house for himself.
他要等候得着自己的家。
And he wants the dwelling of a man.
他要住在人当中。
But in order that man may be his house,
使人能够成为他的家，
there's lots of work that has to be done.
那要有许多的工作要来做。
Not only he has to bring us back to himself,
不单是他要把我们带回到他的面前，
he has to work within us,
他还要在我们里面做工，
to recreate us.
在里面再创造我们
，so that we may be able to be his house，
叫我们能够合适成为他的家
，that he may dwell at rest among us，
他能够居住也安息在我们中间。
And we also mentioned yesterday morning，
昨天晚上我们也，昨天早上我们也提到
，that we need to ask the Lord to create within us the same desire。
我们也求主在我们里面制造有相同的心愿。
And we may desire what God desires.
我们也要神所要的。
It is His desire for 圣洁的，
就是他的心意，他要得着这样的家。
And we are that God.
我们是那个家。
And the same desire, sure, precious of God.
那同样的心意是要这样子好用我们的心意。
In other words,
换一个话说，
we need to respond to God.
我们需要对主有回应。
We need to offer ourselves totally to Him.
我们要把我们自己整个的献给他。
Ask Him to transform us and conform us to the image of His beloved Son.
就是改变我们，也能够把我们磨成他儿子的形象。
Transforming us from Jacob to Israel，
改变我们从雅各变成以色列。
So that our God may rest among His people，
我们的神能够安息在他的百姓当中。
And we too may rest in Him，
我们也能够安息在他的里面。
Now this morning we're likeTo go a step further.
今天我们要再往前走一步。
We would like to consider together on this matter of the pattern of the house of God.
我们一同来看神家的样式。
Does the house of God have a pattern?
神的家有样式吗？
You know, whenever you want to build that house,
当你要建造一个房子的时候，
the first thing you do.Is to have you draw a blueprint.
首先是你要有一个蓝图。
You do not just randomly putting things together.
你不是这样随意的把材料放在一起。
Without any plan, without any blueprint.
你不如果没有任何的计划，任何的蓝图。
If it is a house of importance.
如果这是一个很重要的房子，
then you find it is extremely important to have the layout before
it. 那就是要非常的重要，要预先有各样的计划。
So first of all, when you think of the house, of building a house,
当你要开始想盖一个房子的时候，
the first thing that will come to you is this matter of the pattern.
同一件事要讲的就是样式。
Our God is the greatest architect in the whole universe.
我们的神是宇宙当中最伟大的建筑师。
I think it is so evident.
是非常好，我们可以看到的。
When you look at the heavens and the earth,
当你看到天地
and all the things that He has created,
他所创造的一切，
you can see His wisdom and His power.
你看到他的智慧，看他的全能。
You can see his divine nature.
你可以看到他的圣洁。
He builds everything that he may glorify himself.
他造的一切都叫他自己的荣耀。
In this matter of new creation,
在这个新造的当中
，You find he does even a greater work.
你看到他做更大的工作。
Showing the building of the house of God.
在神家的建造当中
，We believe that He must have a pattern.
我们实在相信他一定有一个蓝图。
He must have laid down His plan before
him. 他早早就把他的计划安排好。
And then all the time, He will be working for His completion.
在这时间的里面，他就完成他的工。
And this is.Illustrated again and again in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面就一再的说明了。
We remember the children of Israel.
我们记得以色列的百姓。
They were God's chosen people.
他们是神的选民。
And at that time they were slaves in Egypt.
他们在埃及为奴的时候。
But God sent Moses to deliver them out of Egypt.
神差派摩西。就他们脱离埃及
，and brought them to Mount Sinai，
把他们带到西乃山。
Now in Exodus chapter 19，
在出埃及记十九章的里面
，God said， I brought you to myself，
神说我把你们带到我面前
，and on eagle's wings， Now, if you will keep my commandments, if you will keep my covenant, I will make you a people of my possession.
我就叫你们做属我的子民,
after all the nations, I will separate you unto myself.
就在万国当中把你们分别出来归给我,
you will be my people, and I will be your God.
你们要做我的子民, 我照做你们的神,
and on the basis of that,
在这一个点上,
God gave them the Ten Commandments.
神就把十诫给了他们。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
why did God give the children of Israel the Ten Commandments?
为什么神把十诫颁布给以色列的子民?
God gave them the Ten Commandments in order to make them His own people.
神把世界给他们，叫他们成为神的子民。
What separated them from all the nations?
他们与万国有什么分别呢?
They had the law of God.
因为他们有神的律法。
They had the written commandments.
他们有神写下来的律法。
And by keeping the law,
记得遵守律法。
By keeping the Ten Commandments,
就是遵行实践,
they will be separated from all the nations.
他们就与万国分别出来,
and they will become God's own possession.
他们就成为属神的子民.
That's the reason why you find that they were commanded to keep the law.
所以这是他们神吩咐他们要遵守律法.
Now, after God revealed the law to the children of Israel,
当神把他的律法向以色列的子民显明出来,
and he began to reveal something else.
他就再启示一点给他们。
You know, when we read the book of Exodus,
当我们读出埃及记的时候,
when we think of Moses going up to the mountain,
当我们想到摩西想到山上,
we think only that he went up to the mountain to receive the law.
我们就想到他上山那里接受律法.
But the Bible tells us,
圣经告诉我们,
that Moses went up to the mountain,
摩西上到山上,
indeed, he received the law from God.
他实在从神那里接受了律法.
But more important than the law,
比律法更重要的,
God revealed to Moses his heart desire.
神向摩西显明了他的心意.
God said, make me a sanctuary.
神说为我造一个圣所,
and I may dwell among you.
使我可以住在你们中间.
The law is only a preparation.
律法只是一个预备,
to prepare the people,
来预备百姓,
so that they may be ready by his coming,
叫他们能够预备好, 来接受前面要一道.
The purpose is not the law.
目的, 律法不是目的.
The purpose is the sanctuary.
圣所才是目的.
The law is given,
神把律法颁布,
to prepare them,
能来预备他们,
to make them ready,
叫他们预备好,
so that God can dwell among them,
神能够住在他们中间.
So the real purpose of the deliverance of the children of Israel,
所以 拯救以色列人出来最主要的目的,
is that God wants to dwell among them.
乃是神要住在他们中间.
If you read the book of Exodus,
如果我们读出埃及记,
you'll find only five chapters are devoted to the law.
你就发现有五章是讲到律法,
and seven chapters are devoted to the tabernacle.
但七章圣经讲到会幕,
God's purpose is to dwell among his people.
神的处理是要住在他百姓当中。
Now, even with the law,
就算是律法
even though they were being separated from all the nations,
虽然他们与万国分别出来
and yet they were not holy enough,
但是他们还是不够圣洁
for God to dwell directly.
不能让神直接住在他们中间。
God can to the husband prepare him a house, a tabernacle.
所以神要他们预备一个圣所，一个会幕。
So that God may dwell among them.
所以神能够住在他们当中。
It is not as direct as it should be.
好，不是那样的直接。
It is still indirect.
应该是便捷的。
But anyhow, that God would be able to dwell among them through the tabernacle.
神能够借着会幕住在他们中间。
And God not only revealed to Moses that they could build him a tabernacle.
神不单是启示给摩西说要为我造一个会幕。
God revealed to Moses every detail of that tabernacle.
神启示给摩西会幕里面的每一个细节。
God showed Moses a pattern on the mountain.
神启示了给摩西一个山上的样式。
Because everything is patterned after the heavenly reality.
因为每一个样式都是根据那数天的样式。
The tabernacle that Moses was going to build.
摩西所建造的会幕
is but a physical replica of the spiritual reality in heaven.
只不过是天上属灵的那个样式的一个代表。
So God gave to Moses all the details.
神把一切的细节给了摩西。
Not only the material.
不单只是那些的材料
but also the measurement.
哦，还有其中的尺寸
even the weight.
还有其中的重量
and the form.
还有它的样式
and as the God gives to Moses the pattern of the tabernacle and all its dimensions.
哦，当神把会幕的样式就里面的器具都启示给摩西的时候
And God warned Moses again and again.
神一再的警告摩西
That you build everything according to the pattern on the mountain.
你造的一切都要根据山上的样式
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
If we understand Moses,
如果我们真是认识摩西
we would think that God was insulting Moses.
我们好像觉得神在那里羞辱摩西
Because the Bible tells us.
因为圣经告诉我们
For Moses was raised up in the Egyptian palace.
摩西是在埃及的皇宫里面长大
He learned every learning in Egypt.
他在埃及学了一切的学问
In other words, Moses was mighty in words and in deeds.
哦，摩西他是大有能力在于学问跟话语上面。
And Moses actually was a great architect.
摩西实在是一个伟大的建筑师。
We know at the time of Moses,
我们知道在摩西的时候
Egypt was already famous for its architectural feats.
当时埃及的建筑就非常的著名。
You look at these pyramids.
哦，你看到那些的金字塔。
They are not only majestic.
哦，那里不单只是那样的尊贵。
But they are also astronomical wonders.
哦，那实在是非常的奇妙。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，Moses was well learned in building.
摩西实在学尽了一切的建筑。
All God could do,
神可以这样做。
Moses building a tabernacle.
摩西为我造了会幕。
And Moses will say that is.
哦，摩西说没有问题。
And surely he will build a beautiful
But
instead of that,
God
gives Moses every detail.
神告诉摩西一切的细节
He will not allow Moses to use his own wisdom to change anything.
他不让摩西用他自己的智慧有任何的改变
He even warned Moses.
他还警告摩西
Do everything according to the pattern on the mountain.
你照一切都要照着我的指示山上样式
And we know Moses was faithful in all God's house.
我们知道摩西在神的家里面尽忠
Where is his faithfulness?
而他如何的尽忠呢
He is faithful in following every order of God.
他忠心，因为他听从神一切的命令。
He that did not deviate anything，
他就没有任何的更改。
He did not change anything，
他没有任何的更改。
He did everything according to the pattern on the mountain，
他所做的一切都照着山上的样式。
That was his faith，
这是他的忠心。
In one sense, it must be very difficult for Moses。
一方面来讲，对于摩西来讲是很困难的。
Because Moses certainly had brilliant ideas.
因为摩西他实在是有很好的意思。
And probably he would wonder why he should be doing this way.
他可能在这里想，为什么要这样搞？
God needs something more majestic.
哦，神需要的应该是更加的辉煌。
And he was well able to give it to God.
他是那样可以把这样的辉煌的给神。
But this is the humility, the meekness of God.
这就是摩西在面前的谦卑，他的柔软。
He gave everything according to the pattern revealed.
他见到的完全根据向他启示出来的样式。
And when it comes to the last chapter of Exodus，
当我们来到出埃及记最后的一章
，When the tabernacle was set up，
当帐幕支搭起来的时候
，And it was set up according to God's command，
那完全是照着神的命令。
And every utensil was placed in order，
里面一切的器具都摆好。
And you'll find the glory of the Lord is standing upon that tabernacle.
就看到耶和华的荣光充满在帐幕里面。
The possession of that tabernacle.
神就拥有了这一个的房子。
God claimed this house as his own.
神宣告这是属于他的。
God came into rest.
神在那里得着安息。
Brothers and sisters, you find this repeated again in the building of the temple.
我们看到在建造圣殿的时候也是这样。
David had a heart for God.
大卫对神有这样的心志。
He wanted to build God a more permanent house.
他要为神建造一个长久的殿。
Because when the children of Israel was in the wilderness,
当以色列在旷野的时候
，and they had to travel all the time，
他们要一直的在那里移动
，and so they cannot have a permanent building，
所以他们不能够有一个永久的建筑。
The tabernacle room with the children of Israel through the time in the wilderness，
在旷野的时候，会幕的这以色列人。
In other words, God moved with them.
换句话说，神与他们一直的迁移。
But after the children of Israel entered into the promised land,
当以色列人进入应许地的时候
，We know that it was God's will.
我们知道这是神的旨意
，that they should be a settled place.
他们能够得到一个安息的地方
，and that there should be something more permanent.
那里应该有一个长久的地址。
And yet for hundreds of years,
因为几百年来
you'll find the place was unknown.
哦，那个地方是未知之地。
And God's heart was still in the tabernacle.
神的约柜仍然在会幕里面。
And not only that, but you'll find that it was completely ignored.
你看到那张脸是被忽略了。
It was not until David,
直到大卫
how he afflicted himself,
他是心灵大上的心灵出受苦
and he wants very much to find God a settled place.
他实在叫神得着一个安居的地方
and there may be a habitation for God himself
叫神能够得到居住
even though he was not allowed to build the temple
虽然神不允许他盖圣殿
because he was a man of war
因为他是一个征战的人
he shed too much blood
他流了太多的血
he did not represent God
不能够代表神
So God told him that his son will build the temple.
神告诉他的儿子要盖圣殿。
But thank God,
感谢神
because of his heart towards God.
因为他向着神的心
，his heart for God's house.
他的向着神家的心。
You find that a pattern of the temple was not revealed to Solomon, but to David.
但是你看到神圣殿的样式，不是像所罗门起始，而是像大卫起始。
David, he said,
大卫说
，God by the Spirit showed him all the details of the coming temple.
说神借着他的灵，把圣殿一切的细节都告诉他。
God's hand was upon him.
神的手引导他
，as a guiding hand to draw the blueprint，
好像是耶和华的手画出那个蓝图。
And you find David commanded his son Solomon，
你看到大卫命令他的儿子所罗门
，that he would build the temple according to the pattern revealed to him by the Spirit of God。
他要建造圣殿，是根据圣灵向他所启示出来的。
Solomon is the wisest of all men.
所罗门是最有智慧的人。
Where is his wisdom?
他的智慧在哪里
？His wisdom is followed faithfully.